Two, four, six.
We're ready.
Sorry about the delay. The House Committee on Healthcare for May 27th, 2001 is now in session. Okay, where are you?
There she is.
As per usual, we're going to rearrange the schedule today because we have some people that need to be other places, which everybody needs to be someplace else this time of the session. So we will open a work session on Senate Bill 204A.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Greenlee.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adopt the A9 amendments to House Bill, Senate Bill 204, dated 5/26/11.
Co-Chair Greenlee has moved that we adopt the A9 amendments to Senate Bill 204. Is there any discussion? Representative Widener.
I would like to hear from the department before move forward even with the A9s, because I want to make sure the savings is coming back to the state and not going back to the MCOs. So I want to find out what's happening with the money and how the savings is being distributed. So if we could have somebody from the department possibly come up.
Is there someone from the department who can answer that question? About yourself.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Judy Moore Peterson. I am the Director of Medical Assistance Programs with the Oregon Health Authority. And let me make sure, I'm not sure I heard the entire question. Would you mind repeating it, please?
Yes. Okay, right now we're looking at a $51 million savings. Okay. Those funds, or the payments, are those going back to the MCOs, the $51 million that we're saving at the hospitals, or is that coming back to the state? Where is the savings, or where is the money going to? Where is it going to end up?
Members of the committee, Representative Widener, without a direction from the legislature as to where that savings would go, it would actually go to the general fund of the state. It wouldn't come back to the department. If we had explicit instruction by the committee or by Ways and Means, then to allocate it in any particular direction or any particular way, that's how we would allocate it. But as is, it would go to the state, not back the department.
Back to the general fund budget.
Correct. As any savings would.
When that money comes back, who's going to make the decision on where this goes and what happens with it? We don't have anything in statute of what's happening with the savings. Does it stay in the health plan? Where does it go? I think we have some more stuff that we need to do on this. Maybe somebody from Ways and Means could come explain this. But
we have two of the three.
Magically, we have people from Ways and Means.
Two of the three co-chairs of Human Services and Ways and Means happen to be with us.
Boy, I wish we could get answers that fast on every question.
Is it clear on Mr. Chair, Mr. Co-Chair, and Mr. Co-Chair, and members of the committee? Is a clear understanding that this money does not go back to the general fund to backfill other budgets. It stays within DHS budget, I'm sorry, the OHA budget, and is to be used in the cap rates. This is a system that, and I don't want to go through all this with you too much, it's a system we need to put in place not only for transparency, but to allow us to start controlling costs in the healthcare system.
Tina Kotek, State Representative. I agree with everything Senator Alan Bates has said.
And I apologize for identifying myself. Senator Bates is 6'3". I should know better by now.
At this point, we know who you are. Okay, so you're satisfied Ways and Means has control of this?
Yes.
Okay. Any further questions? Discussion? Seeing none, we're ready to vote.
Any objections?
Any objections?
soon.
Okay. No objection. I have a question. So we're voting on the dash nines?
The dash nines, yes.
Okay.
Okay. No objections.
Any objections to voting on the dash nines?
Well, any objections to the dash nines?
Or any objections to the dash nines? None heard? Call the roll.
Representative Gordy? Aye.
Excused.
Okay. No,
excused. Excused, please. Can I be excused, too?
Rachel, no.
Representative Wagner?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannon?
Aye.
Co-Chair Cannimer?
Excused.
Co-Chair Greenland?
Aye.
Co-Chair Thompson?
Aye. Okay. These nines, having had the required number of votes, are thereby attached to the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 204 be amended with the dash A6 amendments, please. Dated 5/25/11.
Co-Chair Greenlick has moved that the A6 amendments to Senate Bill 2004 be adopted. 204 be adopted, dated 5/25.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Please.
There were some questions about whether this amendment had a fiscal. It turns out it does not have a fiscal. It allows the extension of the Deschutes, Crook, and Jefferson County Central Oregon Health Council to continue. We hope this is a forerunner to them. I hope this is a forerunner to them becoming a CCO in Central Oregon. It seems to me a very natural progression, so I think we want to keep them alive.
Couldn't agree more. So any other discussion on the A6 amendments?
I think that this is a really good program, very important, and is the type of pilot, the type of collaborative health care program that we should be looking at in the state. So strongly support it.
Are there any objections to the A6 amendments? Hearing none, we will adopt the A6 amendments as presented.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 204A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Greenlick has moved Senate Bill 204A to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the bill? Seeing none, any objections to the bill? Anything on the bill?
I'm torn on this. I mean, we've had a lot of stuff thrown at us real quick. Not a lot of time to investigate it. I think we're rushing the process here because we're trying to get out on a date time. There's stuff we could have done with this that we could have actually brought some other savings and things into it. I couldn't get fiscals back in time, and I feel like I'm kind of being ran over, to be honest with you. So,
Mr. Chair, can I comment on that?
Please.
We had the A4, which is exactly the same as the A9, except for a start date, before us as a bill that we heard and considered in exactly that form, and we had the discussion on the A4s. We also announced this committee that the Senate Bill 204 was available as a Christmas tree if anybody wanted to hang any ornaments on it, and these are the only three ornaments that we've had.
I had ornaments, but I couldn't get them straightened out with legislative counsel, so, and some of them would have saved a substantial amount of money. So,
it's sometimes hard to get the Christmas tree just the way you want it.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I'm not a strong supporter of the A9s. I'm going to reserve the right to vote no on the bill on the floor. Wasn't a strong supporter of the A4s, the whole thing. I'm going to leave open the possibility to vote no on the floor, and that's where I'm at.
I am sympathetic to Representative Widener's position. I think I would just remind the committee that this may not be the first nor the last bill that we come back in February and have to tweak. It's part of a process. It's a piece of something that's very much larger, and hopefully as we roll this thing forward, we'll get it right. But we may have to make some changes along the way. We're kind of in uncharted waters, so it's you're not wrong.
Yeah. Actually, I I'd like to do a roll call vote because I may be voting no on this.
We have to do a roll call.
Yes. Is there any further discussion before we vote? You call the roll, please.
Representative Hardy.
Yes.
Representative Harris.
Yes.
Representative Boyle.
Yes.
Representative Wagner.
No.
Vice Chair Cannon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kinnaman?
Excuse.
Co-Chair Greenland?
Aye.
Co-Chair Thompson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to serve notice of possible minority report for this.
We need two no votes.
You need two no votes.
You need
to
two
do
no
that.
Votes for a possible minority report.
Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 204A is hereby passed out of committee.
Representative Freeman and Representative Kotek have agreed to carry the bill, if you so wish.
I so wish. Representative Freeman and Representative Kotek are hereby requested to carry that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Co-Chair, can I leave now?
You may leave now.
Now what is, you're a consultant.
I really want to thank you about being a Ways and Means pop-up. That really worked well. You know?
Thank you.
We only have Rep. Parrish for 5-10 more minutes. So which? Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Open up a work session on 89.
Okay, we will now open a work session on 89A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 89, we heard on Wednesday, you adopted several amendments on those on the bill. And not everybody has it in hard copy, but we have a conflict amendment that needs to be adopted. I think I mentioned that at the time, that 89 had a conflict. So if the committee would be so inclined to correct the conflict, then we can continue moving this bill on its way, if that's okay. The committee's
Mr. Chair,
desire.
Would you like to give us a brief on the conflict?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure about the conflict.
Okay.
I just follow legislative counsel's lead.
So it's a standard practice.
It is usual protocol. My understanding is there's some language in here that conflicts with Senate Bill 91, which is a bill that we passed earlier this week,
okay.
And it resolves between the two ORSs that we're working on. I did not investigate it, Mr. Co-Chair. I apologize.
Okay. No,
Mr.
Fine.
Chair, I move the A-12 amendments to Senate Bill 89, dated 5-27-11.
Co-Chair Greenlick has moved the A-12 amendments to Senate Bill 89, dated 5-27-11. Is there any discussion on those amendments? Is there any objection to those amendments? Seeing none, they are adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 89A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Greenlick has moved Senate Bill 89A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the bill? Objections? Other considerations?
Which is this 89? Yeah.
Yes.
89, yeah.
Would you please call the roll?
Aye.
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 Vice Chair Cannon?
Aye.
Vice Chair Kinnaman?
Excused.
Co-Chair Greenland?
Aye.
Co-Chair Thompson?
Aye. Having received the required number of votes, Senate Bill 89A is declared passed and will be carried.
Does anybody want to carry it?
Representative Greenlick will be the carrier.
I need to have
a
bill that tells me what's in here.
That's right. We'll get you some time.
Some of these get a little confusing.
Okay.
Jim, how about doing 493 and 579 next for that?
Let's do 493. Okay, we'll hereby open a work session on Senate Bill 493A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you'll recall Senate Bill 493. We had a public hearing on the bill on May 16th. This establishes a 9-member task force on Oregon curriculum and training standards for performing clinical breast examination. It specifies the task force memberships. That membership to be appointed by the governor requires the task force to submit a report to the Legislative Assembly or interim committee relating to health care no later than the convening date of the 2013 regular session. It also has a sunset
on the task force. It also has an emergency clause effective on passage. There's no revenue impact, no fiscal impact, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 473A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. 493A.
Yeah. Chair Greenlech has moved Senate Bill 493A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Anything? Seeing nothing, will you call the roll, please?
Aye.
Senate Bill 493A, having received required number of votes, is hereby declared passed to the floor.
Carrier.
Representative Hoyle.
Representative Hoyle, would you carry this?
I'd be happy to carry this.
We'd be so honored if you would do that.
Oh.
Representative Hoyle will thereby.
My area of expertise.
The carrier. Okay, what do we need to do?
That was
493.
579.
Yep.
Did you open a work session?
No. Okay, I'm hereby open a work session on Senate Bill 579A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 579A had a public hearing on the 18th. We had it again before us on the 23rd. You'll recall this was allowing hospitals to appoint a healthcare provider who has received training in healthcare ethics, a multidisciplinary ethics committee to participate in making an informed consent decision. We talked about unbefriended patients and other topics. You do have an A7 amendment before you that specifies that if the appointing person is an attending physician, that the hospital, must appoint another healthcare provider for a second opinion as they move forward with an advocate. We do have a no expenditure on the amendment and a no revenue impact on the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I move the A7 amendment to Senate Bill 579A.
Representative Greenlech has moved the A7 amendment to Senate Bill 579A. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I asked for this amendment in working with the hospitals and others to deal with the question of conflict of interest of an attending physician handling this alone. This provides a second set of eyes, as I think the committee felt would be a useful thing to do.
We have a hand. No. Is there any further discussion? Objection?
And I think part of it, looking at this amendment, it deals maybe with some of the concerns of the rural hospitals that may not have a full ethics committee and so on and so forth, but they do have an attending, and somebody else can corroborate that. So
that was my
concern. Helps the rural.
Yeah. Any further discussion on the A7 amendments? Any objections to the A7 amendments? Seeing none, they are therefore attached.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 579A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Greenlech has moved Senate Bill 579A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on the bill? Any objections? Anything? What a silent committee today. Okay, I guess we're...
Clerk
will call the roll.
Representative Jordan?
Aye.
Representative Parrish?
Excused.
Representative Hoyle?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Aye.
The Vice Chair Cannon?
Aye.
The Vice Chair Cannon?
Excused.
Co-Chair Greenman?
Aye.
Co-Chair Thompson?
Aye. Senate Bill 579, having received the number of votes, is hereby referred to the floor. And we need a carrier.
Okay, I will carry this one.
Oh, we have two?
Want it?
Rock, paper, scissors.
If you really want it, I am one of the chief sponsors on it. Actually, I would move that we would reopen the work session to allow Representative Parrish a chance to vote on this wonderful bill.
We can do that.
Mr. Chair, I move we suspend the rules to allow to allow us in the parish to vote on Senate Bill 579.
Any objection? Seeing none, Representative Parrish.
I'm a yes on this one, thank you.
Was that an aye?
That's an aye, yes.
Did you vote? Did you vote on the breast cancer one?
Yes,
I did.
And you will carry the bill?
Yes.
Okay. Since you're our sponsor, I will rule in your favor. Okay. 579, 183.
Okay, we're back to 86.
Okay, we'll now open a work session on Senate Bill 86A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 86A exempts retainer medical practices from the application of insurance code if the health provider maintaining the practice is certified by the Department of Consumer and Business Services and meets the specified criteria. We've heard testimony on the A3 amendments, the A5 amendments, and at the latter portion of Wednesday's meeting, there was a suggestion to draft an A6. The A6 took out, at the co-chair's request, the requirement, the prohibition on the month, more than a month, requiring more than a month premium payment for that for the fee for a period not more than a month, 1 month. I'm sorry. That's probably very confusing.
You generally got it. What is the, where are we now on the conflicts in the amendments?
No, there were no conflicts on this bill, Mr.
So all three amendments stand alone?
Could be on the table. Okay. Well, the
Mr. Chair,
I don't think so.
If I may, just to keep things clean and simple, for me, the best way for this bill right now, after talking with a lot of the parties, is move the A5 amendments, and it seems like everybody was happy with those and there was no discretion, and that's how I'd like to see the bill come out, is with
which
the
A5s.
The A5s.
The one that takes registration away?
No.
Those are the A3s. The A5s just dealt with the payments.
The payment.
And it, Mr. Chair, I think that at least the simplest way for me to understand the difference is that the A5s remove the first two items under subsection 3. The A6s removed just the very first item and leave in place the prohibition on requiring payment for more than 1 month.
Right.
Could be. No, that's not quite right. But there is that. It has to do with which lines are deleted, basically.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I agree with Representative Widener. I think the A5s sort of express a consensus view of what's...
So did I hear a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the A5 amendments to Senate Bill 86A.
Representative Widener has moved that we adopt the A5 amendments to Senate Bill 86A. Is there any discussion? Representative Parrish.
Thank you. I like the concept of the bill. I'm not going to vote against the bill. I am going to reserve my right to get up on the House floor and rant about the notion that we should not be involved in people's business models. So I'm not going to be the hang-up that gets us through, because I think as we continue to walk down this path and get involved in people's business, healthcare is not any different, I'm sorry, than any other business where people, money exchanges hands, and we shouldn't be right up in the middle of that. That's not the role of government. But I respect that we want to get this bill off and give the kind of immunity or, you know, the exemption part, and so I'm all for that. So I'm going to make sure that this goes out the door, but I am going to get up and say something about it, because I think it is just ridiculous to me that we are doing this thing where we engage in telling people how to run their businesses. So let's just move the A5s. I will abandon the A3s, not happily, just so we can get there, because I got women waiting on me and the governor's going to be waiting on me. But I'm going to say something. And if this, the minute this turns into we start collecting fees,
that whole thing about Fury, that'll come to fruition. So I do not want to see us now use this as a segue to start charging folks fees, because once other doctors, right now it might be a handful of them, but if it gets into now we've got a lot of people going for this option and we're going to start charging people because now we've increased the government workload, blah, 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 I'll come unhinged on that a little bit. So let's not see this be a segue, and if they can really absorb the work, then I'll accept that for now, but I am going to say something about it on House floor. So.
Representative Perry.
Mr. Chair, I want to move with Representative Pritchett. I want to make sure nothing happens to this committee that affects my right to rant on the floor.
That's right.
I will make the same statement to both of you.
I knocked a lot of doors that said that I get a button from the gift store that says I can rant on the House floor. So.
To paraphrase a great American, I will defend to the death both of your right to stand up and rave on the House floor.
Pretty sure Mark goes to work every day to do that, too, so I feel qualified to rant.
Is there any further discussion on the A5s?
Get it done. Get her done.
Seeing none, we will consider the A5s to be attached to the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 86 to the floor with as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Greenlick has moved Senate Bill 86 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the bill?
The bill should pass.
Any rants?
Anything? I'm done ranting for the morning. Thank you.
Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gordy.
Aye.
Representative Parrish.
Aye.
Representative Hoyle.
Aye.
Representative Whitehair.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Cannon.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Kenworth.
Excused.
Co-Chair Greenlick.
Aye.
Chair Thompson.
Aye. We received more than a required number of votes. Senate Bill 86A is passed out of committee.
We need a
carrier. And would someone like to carry that bill?
I'll carry it, since Representative Parrish wants to rant.
I was going to give it to Representative Parrish so she could carry it.
Do it all at once. Yeah. I am a multitasker.
Representative Widener will be the carrier on this bill.
Well, we could pass it to the complex machine, a simple machine. Yeah. We'll just stay with our.
We will make sure that everyone is informed to allow extra time on the floor because Representative Parrish will rant.
Be prepared. I'm going to get up and say something.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Can I make a comment?
You certainly can.
The co-chair and I met with the co-speakers just a few minutes ago, and gave us permission, as we had hoped, to continue to meet after next Wednesday to begin to work on our interim business. They also reminded us that we've been recording things that are shared intention to work on interim business, but they also recommended that we ask you all, and we'll try and remember to ask Senator Kenemer, ex-Senator Kenemer,
former
Senator Kenemer, to join us. If you have some suggestions about things to add to our interim work plan, we need to have a work plan in a week or two. So, Madam Administrator, if you could send out to the committee the list of things that we already have on the list for comments, and if you all would think of anything you might want to add, I think it's the speaker's principle that we ought to be meeting when things get boring, because idle hands are the devil's workshop, and if they can keep us occupied, we'll probably cause less trouble in getting us out of here. So,
but that's why God made whiskey.
That's the Irish view of it.
I believe also maybe make the note that the speakers allowed us to have as many subcommittees and work groups as we care to have, but it was with the caveat that there is no money. It will be by volunteer effort. So, you know, with that, be thinking about how many subcommittees you'd like to have. And lastly,
as we're thinking about this, if I can just stay with it, I think it would be good for us to start looking for ways of savings and have a focus on savings in the healthcare system.
Yes.
So where we're cleaning up a lot of stuff that's been done, where we have duplication, where we have three guys going in and auditing the same thing, and I think that probably should be our focus, especially for the interim, where we can move a bunch of bills like that where everything isn't a fiscal attached to it. It's how much are we saving and how much can we save by doing this. And I think that should be a goal of each and every one of us.
Yeah.
of how much bureaucracy we can take out of the system.
If we all saved $1 million, put in a bill next session that says $1 million, that is one of our two bills or whatever, $90 million that we can get back. So I'm all about the save money bills.
Well, we put one in today that has the potential for saving a lot of money in the future, and I think we need to make sure, as Representative Widener said, that it's actually saved.
I need to add that.
And makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Mr. Thompson, and, Chair Thompson.
Yes, please.
And I just kind of like to piggyback with that in a different vein, is that we can look at savings, we can look at duplications, but I would hope as a committee we never look at jeopardizing the health of Oregonians, especially kids.
Right.
And it makes me a little nervous sometimes that to have a main focus on savings when actually it should be health. And there are lots of people out there that still don't have any coverage, that still don't have any access to a physician, that still don't have access to the kind of care that they have in other parts of the state. And I would really like that also to be kind of an overlying thing that we talk about in the interim, make sure people are healthy.
That really reminds me, you heard me, some of you heard me, poo-poo the notion of the triple aim when it comes to asking healthcare organizations specifically to be responsible for health, but it might be useful for us as a committee to look at the triple aim and think about having things going in each area, which is about health, access, and efficiencies in the system, and it would be very useful for us to be thinking about things in all three of those areas.
Representative Cannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since we're talking a bit about interim work, we've had excellent presentations in the past in this committee on the cost drivers,
yes,
the real cost drivers in healthcare.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I would highly encourage us to spend some time on that and get the right people in the room, because there's a lot of theories about where the costs are, but we can get the folks who have actually spent their lives, their careers, studying what is driving costs.
Yeah, as a sub-subject on that, too, we really need to take a close look at tort reform in that vein. They're all over the place on how much money we can save by adopting tort reform. And there's some pretty good studies, I think, on the high and the low end of that. But I think because of where we are with budgets and healthcare transformation, we really need to know, is that something we need to do, would be nice to do, it's critical to do, in the overall cost structure. And maybe some of you are on the inside, but I have a big question in my mind as to whether or not there is a lot of money there, and that's not, either way, I just don't know. But I think we need to know on what that will deliver or not. So that's just another subject. Is there anything else? Any other comment? Okay, lastly, and I should have said this earlier, Senate Bill 225A, we're not going to move forward. That can be done by the agency without legislation, and I think we can keep that on the docket as urging them to do it as it makes sense, and we don't need the bill. And I have talked to the Senate sponsor of that bill, and she is okay with it. Not ecstatic, but okay.
And at the moment, the only thing left for the agenda Wednesday is Senate Bill 99, which may or may not be on the agenda.
I would encourage any of you who can over the weekend procure large amounts of fairy dust to please do it, because we may need that in that discussion. Enough said.
Going back to the alcohol.
Yeah, right. We could start an hour early next Wednesday and have open bar.
Well, since Representative Hoyle and I are Irish, we do believe in fairies, and so we do have this hope that...
And in whiskey.
Yes.
And whiskey.
I'll go both ways.
The more whiskey, the more
that,
fairies,
if there is nothing
fairies
else right before the committee for today, we are adjourned.